Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. How many things are taking place? I just want to encourage you that the Lord is in control. As I was spending time with the Lord this morning and hearing what he was just encouraging me with his word, did you know that despite anything that's going on, that you can be like a tree that's planted by the river, by the streams? Imagine if, you know, a tree needs water.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to, as a matter of fact, I have a couple trees of his blessing. Please live.
Testing the green thumb here.
Can I have a cup of fertilizer, please? That's how you said it. I don't know. A cup of podge. And I was spraying it with water because for some reason my invention wasn't working.
Your invention? Do you tell.
Yeah, just put a bottle and kind of propped it up where it can actually take its own. Anyway, so so in that, what I did was just found out a whole new technique. Oh, anyway, I'm sorry. I just entertained myself. And so, he's as shocked as I am about this form. And then I never crossed my mind.
Okay.
Bring the stuff. No, that's revenge. That's
is
not.
It? Oh,
see the forehead? It's like revenge over there. The, forgive him, Lord. You know not what he doeth.
Yes, Lord, forgive him.
You're right. You know, imagine, you know, trees need water. You have to water. As a matter of fact, when you first plant a tree, you have to give it a lot of water. I mean, a lot of water. It's almost ridiculous water. And when a person gets born again, it takes a lot of water. Mm. But quite often, some people would say a ridiculous amount of water, but it's not ridiculous because things are taking root.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's the water of God's word. It's becoming a disciple, you know, getting roots down and fruit up. And that's a very important thing. But so, you know, imagine if you're in a desert and you're planting a tree and you got to, you know, carry water to it. That's tough.
Mm-hmm.
But then imagine this. Imagine that you could do something in a way that God says, you know what? I'm going to make your life like a tree planted by the river.
Mm.
I mean, you're not going to have to tote water to it. Mm. Isn't that cool?
Wow.
Very.
And that's what he says. He actually talks about this in Psalms chapter 1. I just want to encourage you today that you can be like a tree planted by the river. I mean, you're going to have water, but imagine how deep your roots will go and how strong you'll be and how healthy you'll be by getting such nourishment.
That's right.
And he talks about that. He specifically says that not only that, and that just like a tree's leaves would be strong and, you know, leaves bring in all the photosynthesis that converts all the things and the elements to things that you need, kind of the conversion factor,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Earth science here, come on.
Well, you think about it. That's what the leaves are going to take. It's almost like the labor of our hands. It takes what's out there and converts things to bring us resource.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so the health of your leaves are really important, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
How healthy your leaves are. And of course, hence also fruit comes out, you know, in addition, mm-hmm. the leaves bring it cover and nourishment. And then imagine being prospered in all that you do. So I got good news for you, you know, this morning that God will do this for you. This will be your life. I mean, you mm-hmm. don't measure anything off of how people who don't know God talk about it. Don't measure prosperity. And what I'm talking about, don't measure it by your carnal knowledge or what you know from your, you know, bachelor's degree and whatever,
mm-hmm.
but measure it by the creator of everything. And so you can look at his word and he says, I'm talking about measure what I'm talking about success and fruitful and healthy leaves and planted by a stream. This is what he says. He says in Psalms chapter 1, he says, verse 1, he says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. There it is.
Yeah.
How many Christians today are just taking the counsel of the people who don't know God and walking and running with it?
All the time.
And they go, I'm not blessed. And that's what I'm telling you, how to be blessed.
I'm confused.
Blessed. I know why you're confused.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked or the ungodly or stand in the way of sinners. Now, he's not talking about blessed is the man who don't block somebody from sin. Or block somebody from sin. He's saying, blessed is the one who doesn't stand in sin.
That's right.
It's interesting that he doesn't say, blessed is the one who doesn't sin. But he says, blessed is the one who doesn't stand in sin. It's a big difference, because we all sin. We all fall short of the glory.
Right.
Some people sin and are shocked, and things happen they don't want to happen in their life. And they understand that what Paul writes about to the Church of Rome in Romans chapter 7, that there's this battle going on. But they also understand a God who says that if you say you're without sin, you're a liar. But if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us from our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's important, because we were raunchous before we were righteous. But we're not righteous because of our works. We're raunchous in our own works, no matter how good it is. So he's saying, imagine that, just standing, just stay in there. And the enemy will tell you, well, you sinned, you might as well just stay here. And he's trying to get you to stand in the way of sinners.
Stay in the mud.
Stay in the mud. And don't do that. Just realize, you know, God's already told you this can happen. You know, get over any religious pride that you may have had, thinking that you don't need Jesus every day of your life and his guidance, and you took your eyes off the cross of Christ, and get back to God and don't stand there. And he says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, or stand in the way of the sinners, or in the seat of the mocker. Think about it. It's not mock. How many people are mocking today? It's just amazing. I mean, people make their money off mocking others and mocking. I mean, it's amazing, even in the name. I mean, they say that, you know, they're moving in on behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ, but yet they're mocking our president. They're mocking our leaders. They're mocking, you know, there's a difference in having a conversation about reality and then mocking. And he says, listen, your life's not, I don't care, you can say what you want to, but if you want to have this fruitful, flourishing, lasting, prosperous life that I'm talking about, I'm telling you, this is the secret. Don't join in with the mockers. Don't join in with those mockers that are mocking. Realize God's well aware of everything that's going on, and we pray for those who are over us. Don't mock your parents. Don't mock your boss. Don't do that. And he says, but this is telling this man that's blessed, his delight is in the law, or the word of God, the word of the Lord. So in other words, if 82% of the regular church attenders are not reading God's word, they're not delighted. There's no delight in it. They're saying, I don't delight in picking up the Bible and reading and hiding God's word in my heart.
And notice there's a progression there from walking to standing to sitting.
Yeah, that's a whole nother topic. Get in the context of that. But today I'm talking to you today about how to be fruitful and flourishing and lasting and prosperous. And that if 82% are not even touching their Bibles, then how in the world are you going to delight yourself in the law and the word of God? And so delight is just, you know, you're just joyful about it.
Right.
And so if somebody talks to you about the word of God and you go, I'm like, oh, come on. All you do, talk about God. It's like, well, first of all, I love him. Secondly, I hide his word in my heart that I wouldn't sin.
Right.
It keeps me away from sin or lets me know when I'm in it. And thirdly is, I want to have a blessed life.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
I want to be fruitful, flourishing, lasting, and prosperous. And I'm trying to tell you, that's how you can be. But if you don't even bring his word up, you're not even delighting in it. And if you don't have it in you in the first place to bring out of you, there's no, I mean, it's not, so he's like, wait a minute, how come I'm not delighting in this? Think about this. You got to listen, what happens with this is if going the other way is like, it just gets heavier and you walk your way into bondage. And I'll be talking probably more about that perspective after this a little bit later on, but you go deep into darkness, into bondage and captivity if you go the other route. And this is how you stay in the blessed route. Like that tree planted by the river. And he says, you know, not only do I delight myself in the word of God, but on the word of God, I meditate on it day and night. I mean, I go to bed thinking about it. You should go to bed thinking about it. You should, If you wake up in the middle of the night, you're thinking, and not, you're thinking about God. You're not thinking about, you know, some vocabulary here. You're thinking about, you know, what God's saying, what is his wisdom over this whole situation, or what is he saying to you, and his word will speak to you. It's living, it's active. It's sharper than a double-edged sword. It penetrates even the dividing of thought, intent, and attitudes of the heart. I mean, it just kind of nails it, you know, something's going on. But also, it's life to you, and it washes you. That is the water. That's the river that we're beside. And so if you're not by the word of God, you're not by the river of God, then your tree is going to shrivel up, and it's not going to be fruitful. And so he says, this is how you're fruitful, flourishing, lasting, and prosperous. You meditate on it. And think about it. Meditate. How many people meditate on it's amazing what people think about all the time. And some people just meditate on other people.
Mm.
It's like, yeah, I just meditate on who's my fault.
Mm.
You know? Or what's my fault.
Right.
Or I mean some deflecting type things that people who deflect, you know what I'm talking about? Deflectors.
Oh yeah.
Deflectors. And or they spend their time thinking about, you know, some TV program. The earth's falling apart right now. Everything as we know as we change. Nobody even knows the Constitution exists, and I can't find a Bible. And you're talking about part two of what? You know? And who said what to what and who? And anyway. So they're meditating on the particular television program, or they're meditating, you know, something.
Mm-hmm.
But meditate on. And then you could have, you know, demonic meditations on, you know, wrong imagery and wrong anger and all that type of stuff. Or you could just meditate on the Word of God day and night. It was so funny. This anti-Semite man was running in politics, and he was totally against the Jews. And he just said the Holocaust doesn't exist. And all these, you know, he just did all those terrible things as he was running. And then in the middle of why he's in public office, a huge revelation came to him that he didn't know about. His mama finally sat him down and said, honey, you're a Jew.
You're a Jew.
Oh, my goodness.
And his whole family was destroyed at the Holocaust. And
wow.
His mother told him the whole story. And it's like, I mean, what do you do when you're persecuting you, right? That was he was meditating on his own destruction and destruction of his family. And he first says he tried to hide it, and then eventually he had to, you know, it's the reality. How can I hide it?
Look, come
to grips with it. And realize that's why we meditate on God's word, because we all need Jesus. We can't, you know, lift ourselves over someone, or nobody's better than anyone except God's better than us. And we lay ourselves, we just meditate on his goodness and the love of God and his mercies and all the wonderful things. And he says, and if we do these simple things, he says, he's like a tree planted by the streams of water. He yields his fruit in season, and his leaves don't wither. So those are the things that we have to do. And whatever he does prospers. I mean, don't you want to be prosperous in your relationships and prosperous in your workplace and prosperous, you know, in your ministry towards God and just prosperous in your life? I mean, don't you want that? And not only that, he goes on to says that for the Lord watches over the way of the righteous. And we talked about that, and he cleanses us from all unrighteousness.
Mm-hmm.
So then we can say, because of Jesus, I'm in right standing with God. So God watches over me because Jesus has made me righteous through his blood. I accept that by faith is what he's done. So if you want to be like the tree that's planted by the streams of water, who is able to have a fruitful life in your season, and everybody has a season. There's a season in your life. There's a lot of smaller seasons, but there's a season that things, everything's focusing to that season, and all of a sudden you're going to begin to produce. Even Jesus, he had a 3-year season that just rocked all creation, and we tell time by it, and we walk through the gateway of his season into the presence of God. I mean, everybody's got a season. And so you just got to stay there in this place and know that when your season comes, and it could be in business industry, it could be in relationship, it can be ministry, it could be a combination of all these different things. But in your season, let's think about it, who is able to be fruitful in your life seasons, think about that, whose life and all that is around you produces think about it, produces and is able to take from all the environment and through some spiritual photosynthesis, everything that's around you that nobody else can do because you're a tree, right? Not bending and blowing and all that, but you're a tree.
Right.
You're a tree, like an oak tree.
An oak tree.
An oak tree. And you convert what other people couldn't convert that brings you substance in your season and bears fruit. See what I'm saying? I mean, there's rocks around you, and there's other things around you that can't do what you can do because you're blessed and you're planted by a tree. And all of a sudden, you can take your environmental situation because of what God's doing through your life, and just like a leaf goes through photosynthesis, you can actually, through God's miraculous hand, begin to convert these things into things that bring you substance that make you fruitful in your life and prosperous in whatever you do. That's just awesome, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's just such a simple thing to do. It's just a simple thing to do. Just fall in love with God. Blessed is the man who doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Quit following people who don't know Jesus and people who say they know Jesus, but you know their life screaming at you. They ain't got a clue who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Jesus to you? It's a very important question you got to ask somebody. Mm-hmm. What Jesus said, who they say I am, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You got to ask them, who's Jesus to you? It don't be, you know, people like, you happen to know the man upstairs. What are you talking about?
Co-pilot.
Who's the co-pilot? What are you talking about? And just nail it. Who is Jesus to you?
All right.
I mean, that's what I asked our governor when he was running for office. Like, we don't have a lot of time. Look at me. Who is Jesus to you? And he began to just tell me who he was. It was a powerful testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed to know that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all you need to know. Because some people say he's a carpenter. And some people say he's a teacher. Islam would say he's a prophet. You know, a lot of religions would say he's a good man.
Mm-hmm.
But God says, and believers say, and Christians say, he's the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
He's the Son of God. He is the access to God. He is the Holy Lamb of God, sacrificed for our sins, to pay the way for us to access God. I mean, it's a huge difference.
Mm.
So we bless as a man who doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. So you got to realize, I can't walk that way anymore. Well, that means I'm going to have not that many, you know, people I'm walking with. And he's like, right. Well, it's okay because it's a narrow way anyway. And you couldn't walk side by side because narrow is, right?
That's right.
And wide is the way to the ungodly. Or stand in the way of sinners. Listen, remember, hey, just repent. Don't stand there. Get up. Run to the cross. Plead the blood of Jesus and quit acting like you're all self-righteous and realize you need Jesus and stay humble and go back to the revelation, if you haven't yet heard it, on BFN TV, the cross of Christ and the dependency factor. God will empower you if you turn your faith and trust in his finished work on the cross. His Spirit will be released in your life to empower you amazingly to stay away from sin that you could, it was stuck to you like glue prior to you putting your trust in Jesus Christ and not into religion and not into your works. It's not something you're sinless, but it means it don't stick. And don't sit in the seat of the mocker. Delight yourself in the Word of God. Meditate on it day and night. And you found the secret to what? A fruitful, flourishing, lasting, prosperous life.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily BFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily BFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving, or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.